Yeah, be careful. You don't want to have to be dealing with other people. public service there from your... thank you.
Appreciate that.
Right. Denny Schaefer here, live and local. Partly sunny, breezy, cool today here at the Q with a high of only 43. Mostly cloudy, 48 tomorrow. It is 39 right now. That could be our winner, Trish. And good morning to you, Trisha and Susie and lovely, sexy Paula. I had the first person to send me, text me a picture of them with their pet. Paul's going to put this also up on Facebook. Willow, the camp witch, and Howie, the camp wizard. So there you go. If you got a picture of you and your pet, upload it to Facebook. And since she was up and she was paying attention, I'll take her live. Okay. I'll take her live. Put her on hold. And let me is this Willow, the camp witch?
This is me.
Hello, Willow.
Hi.
You sound like Ginger.
No.
Oh, no.
She got a little ginger-ass voice. All right, so that's a pretty cool picture. Where was that?
That was at Paroli Campground where we camp every year.
Oh, well, nice. Camper.
All right, cool. Yeah. All right, so what's your dog's name? Oh, Howie.
Howie Cabot.
And he's adorable. And we're going to post this on Facebook, too, and we're going to encourage people to do the same. All right, which prize do you want? Did you hear which one you wanted, or do you want to hear a list?
I'm not sure. I can't recall exactly. I mean, I think I want the tickets to the Nightmare Before Christmas.
Ooh, that's a good ticket. Yes.
Yeah, that's a really good ticket.
That's perfect. Yep.
Okay, we'll take it.
Hey, thanks for listening and thanks for playing along. We really appreciate it, darling. All right, hold the line. All right, Susie, you'll get your info, and then we'll keep doing this throughout the show. You got to text me. But not right now. I already got a winner. I'll say, all right, text me a picture. But don't do it right now.
Nope.
Not yet. Now, you can upload it to Facebook if you want. Once Paul posts that, we're putting Willow's picture up there and just keep adding your pictures. Because everybody loves to brag about their pets.
Well, yeah.
Why am I drawing a blank? Buddy. Is Buddy dressing up as anything this year?
Well, all I have for him are army fatigues. So if they still fit him, I'll probably put those on him.
Yeah, that's a fun one.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good one. What happened to your face?
I decorated it for Halloween.
It's a question mark. It looks like a kind of like a question mark, doesn't it, Paul?
Turn towards me a little bit, sister. There
it is.
Go. That's kind of hard
nice.
To see.
How long
distance,
did that take you to do that?
An extra 5 minutes.
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You're good.
It She's doesn't really good. Look
you
know like a question mark, does it? Because
that would be wrong. No, it looks like a spider.
But oh,
a
good.
Spider web.
Oh, okay, good.
But the way you have it on your face, it looks like a question mark.
Yeah. Oh.
Like the question would
be. Yeah, I get what you
The question would be, what's wrong with this woman?
Oh, that's funny.
That would be the
question. Yeah, I like that.
But anyway, happy
Halloween,
trick or treat, and all of that. We have our pumpkins out. We have our candy ready. You even have some cider?
Yes, I brought donuts and cider.
Get out of here.
Oh, yeah, we have apple and pumpkin donuts and cider.
For the three people that may stop by.
Yes.
I think you guys have overdone it.
And if not them, then anybody else on staff, you know.
See, back in the day when we were downtown, we get a ton of people. But over here in Arlington, people are just like, meh, I don't think so.
It's still early. You guys can make it because no one's woken up yet to bother
you.
Yeah, exactly. The riffraff in the neighborhood is sleeping.
And it's first come, first serve. It's only a couple dozen donuts. Don't mess around, people.
All right. Paul, what's the address of the place?
3225 Arlington. It's a hard-to-find driveway between the hospital property and some apartments.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, if you see those apartments right before you get to where you turn in to go to the Radisson, that last driveway, you see all the little, you know, logos of all the radio stations. Take a right, go all the way to the back. When you're in our parking lot and you're looking at our building, come around to the right. You see a pumpkin there. Just follow the pumpkin path. It's a path of pumpkins.
It looks so cool. It's perfect.
So there you go.
So
all right, did you guys
cute.
Hear about
it
the dad so at Ottawa Lake, Michigan? Now, this is cool. Not the dope and Tiffin who eats at Chipotle every day. Although I want him to crush that record. But... seriously, dude, this is cool. Local father of two. He's got to get Best Dad of the Year award for this. He created a haunted house in his backyard for his kids to have Halloween fun. He does it for them. His name is Cal Pawson, Pawson. And he's teamed up with his friend Matt Ruetz, I don't know, whatever, Ruetz, to create Mini Manor for his son Carter and daughter Allison. The manor consists of things that they own and things that they find on the side of the road. Oh, sweet. Like dead carcasses, like raccoons, pelts,
no,
stuff like
that.
It's just creepy things.
Stuff he finds at garage sales, add their own spooky and artistic touch. And he estimates that he's put about $10,000 into making the haunted attraction. He's expanded it to two times to the size, twice as big as it was last year. And it started as a hobby, and it's turned into an obsession. Well, that can happen, but how cool is that for your kids? What a great memory for your kids and neighborhood kids.
Oh, for sure.
You know
braggers
what I mean?
Now. Look at my house.
But here's where he's going to run into some trouble.
Uh-oh.
He's now inviting the entire community. And he's just taking a donation. So he's not charging. Last year he had 600. Okay, whoa. I saw this on the news. We're talking about it. This dude is going to be slammed today. I
think he's going to pay off his cost and expenses for the whole thing.
Oh, I think. 8507 Whiteford Center Road in Ottawa Lake, Michigan. Let's see. It's Whiteford Center and what's the crossroad there? I can't remember.
It's not Yankee, is it?
No.
It's too far away.
Whatever. Anyway, it's going to be slammed.
So how far is that from here, roughly?
25 minutes.
You think that much?
Yeah.
It's right over the line.
Oh, it's right there.
Yeah, but he's up over the line because you got to get on Whiteford Center Road, and it's up by, I can't remember the stinking crossroad. Whatever. Anyway, he says, after the first smile from people going through it, it gets you hooked. You realize that what you're doing for these families, the memories will be with them forever, and that's amazing to be a part of it, Paulson said. So, he's open today from 7 until 9. Yeah, good luck with that, shutting down at 9. It'll also be open November 3rd and 4th from 7 to 11.
Wow. Ooh, so weather, okay.
Yeah, so
might
the
as well get his money out of it.
Yeah, well, no, but I mean, he's not even charging. So anyway.
Following his dreams.
Way to go. Yeah, he's following
that's
his dreams.
Cool.
Unlike the guy from Chipotle, Tiffin, who eats at Chipotle every day. And here's what he says. Here's his nugget for you, people.
If you have a passion, pursue it. Don't let people discourage you at all. Pursue what you love. I have.
Yeah.
That's the Chipotle guy, huh?
Yeah, he's eaten at Chipotle for the last 365 days, and he wants to beat the record of 425 consecutive days. He'll reach that mark in December, and I say, dude, you got to go for like 5 years. Okay, you want to crush that record. Now, I want to encourage him to do that, but I also want him to raise the bar on his passions.
Yeah, aim high.
Aim a little higher than that. I mean, making a haunted house and growing it and all that every year for your kids. That's a legacy, dude. Eating at Chipotle for 365 straight days or having the record?
No.
Yeah. Oh, you're doing something that people do every day. They eat.
Well, I guess if they're eating at Chipotle, maybe he could have a sponsor. Maybe Charmin could sponsor him because after all that Chipotle.
Maybe he's trying to become the Jared guy.
No, you don't want to become
Chipotle.
You mean like he becomes
like
a spokesman?
Like he's figuring if he does this long enough that Chipotle will say, hey, you'll be our spokesperson.
Listen, you know what happened to Jared, right? That's not a good example.
Well,
he's in prison right now for doing bad things. Like what's his name? Did I call that or did I call that on Kevin Spacey yesterday? Did I just not nail that or did I nail it? That this was going to be ugly. He tried to deflect the alleged child molestation of a 14-year-old actor when he was 26. I was drunk. I don't remember, but if I did it, I apologize. And hey, I'm gay. Look, I'm coming out. I'm gay. Let's celebrate with me. Everybody's been speculating all these years. I'm gay. Yay. Love me because I'm gay. Oh, my gosh. Could it go any worse?
Surprise.
Can it go any worse for anyone or I'm sure it can for a celebrity. Maybe that's a contest today. Call up with your coming out party disasters. And this has got to be it. This has got to be it. And he's getting crushed by GLAAD. He's getting crushed by everybody saying, how dare you do this by trying to deflect away from child molestation allegations. I mean, that's what it is.
Oh, yeah. He's like a magician. Look at what this hand is doing and don't look at this hand.
Hey, I'm gay. You've been speculating for all these years and now I'm finally coming clean because someone's accused me of being a pedophile. Yeah, it's not going to end well for him. House of Cards is going away, although they were already getting ready to cancel it or get rid of it. This was the last season, so it doesn't have anything to do with it. They're pulling awards from him. I mean, it's bad. If he would have been out this whole time, you know, instead of playing this little game, this little shell game with people's minds,
and then
if he came out with a heartfelt apology about how wrong it was, what he had done or allegedly done, and you know, he wouldn't be dealing with half the crap that he's dealing with. There we go. We got a trick-or-treater right there.
Oh, my
God. Oh, it's Todd Westlake.
Yeah.
He's the plumber to the stars. You
scared me
it's
there.
It's heavy.
All right, what do you say?
Trick-or-treat.
Bam.
There it is.
Our first trick-or-treater. He's having